news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm, of course, Jordan Worf Cobb, and you're not Surfer.
No, I'm not Surfer, because Surfer right now is standing next to a bridge, you know, threatening suicide because he was against this from day one. But guess what, Surfer? If you are going to jump... 954-889-7268. You know the number. Call in. We want to hear the splash.
You know what? You're not who I usually work with, but I guess you'll do today.
Trust me. There's gonna be an entertaining show. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, because I actually do have a rant to go on. So this is, of course, the What Are You Reading comic book show here on the one and only the Rant Entertainment Media Radio. And if you're not listening live, that's a shame. But if you are, you can join us several ways. Of course, today, and today only, I assume, you can call us at... and this is going to be... Okay, give me a second. This is going to be a bit... 954-899-7268.
That's 889.
889. God damn it. See, I told you. Okay, 954-889 7268. You can reach us on Skype by adding the contact AA Durant. All one word, all lowercase. And of course, the listen live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. And of course, if you aren't able to listen to us live, you can come here at the same address I just gave and listen to us on rotation. Or you could go to several ways. Listen to us on Stitcher Radio. You can listen to us on Geek Life Radio. As well as Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, the almighty iTunes. You can go by Rant Entertainment Media Radio and subscribe to us. And rate us 5 stars. And leave a review. That'll help us out a lot. Get us, you know, higher in the noticing of podcasts on, as it were. So this is, of course, the last of the Rant EM Radio host scramble.
Well, this is the last day.
Yeah, last bit. Yeah.
We do have a little bit of a scramble that's still going to happen after we go off the air today. Well, I don't know. You continue your promo. I'm going to let you do it like you normally do.
I'm done with the promo.
Oh, well, if you're listening to us live, of course, Don't go anywhere because today is Sunday. It's December 14th, which means...
It's the second Sunday in December.
That and immediately following today's broadcast, we've got coverage of tables, ladders, chairs...
Oh, yeah, that too.
...and stairs... And I'm not hosting it. Rex is hosting it. I get to sit in the co-host chair.
So you get to do nothing.
Something that I never get to do. I never sit in the co-host chair. So Rex will be hosting. I'll be on the co-host. And, of course, we'll have a couple of other people on as well. That starts at 7 p.m. live right here on rantemradio.com. And, of course, we'll have chat, live post-show, all that good stuff. But we're not talking wrestling right now. We're going to be talking about comic books.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing. First, before we get deep into the talk of this topic of the topic of this show, I should say, Let's start with the shows that preceded us in the scramble this week. I must say, from top to bottom, on paper, this looked like it was going to be a big disaster. And it actually ended up being one of the more successful things we've ever done on the network. So I want to say big ups to everybody that took place in the scramble this week. Surfer, Tony C., Phil, Dave, Will, and surprisingly Rage. Everybody did one hell of a job this week on the scramble. I know it was a little different for everybody, but you know what? I figured that this was one hell of a way to close out 2014, because hey, why not just mix yes. things up for no apparent reason? Yes. But everybody did.
Yeah,
a
you're like
job.
DC Comics. We'll just hey, you want to shake things up? Let's just do it for the fuck of it.
Well, wait. So thank you to everybody who participated. And I am actually a little offended because I actually participated in a way. I mean, I didn't call in, but I listened to just about everybody's show this week, and I was in the chat room for everybody's show, and it's very rare that I'm actually in the chat room for all the shows. And this week I was, and I'm a little hurt that Surfer's not here.
He's probably,
like I said, he's on the side of a bridge. And he thinks.
I think he jumped after the Patriots.
No, I think he really thinks that I'm here to sabotage, and that's how William Shatner says. I really think he thinks I'm going to sabotage the show today.
Oh please, you don't know the inner workings of the show. Only I can sabotage it from the inside, but I'm not doing that yet. This isn't year three of my plan. But yes. Oh, speaking of a promo, last one, and we'll get to the show.
Yeah,
fucking swear it. I will be hosting a year end wrap up of the year in comic books themselves next week at this same time.
Yeah, next week Jordan will quote unquote sit in the host chair. Surfer plays co host next week,
and I will not just be discussing comics. I'll be giving my top 10 comic books of the whole year
of 2014. How about them apples, huh?
Yeah,
can you believe the year is coming to a close, Jordan?
I actually can't believe that. It's life.
I mean, I guess it became surreal because I went Christmas shopping today.
I know a group of people that wish the year could end, and that's Sony.
Well, you know what? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Since this is a topic that I can't comment on.
Yeah.
So, Sony is going through a bit of a thing right now with all these leaks going around, and especially that all the bad-mouthing that they're saying about all these celebrities, Angelina Jolie and Kevin Hart and all these things, and different things are getting released and all this stuff. What? It's expected because all of us, and you're a liar if you can't admit to this, all of us have skeletons in our emails.
That is true.
So if any one of us ever got hacked or our emails were leaked, or
that's
whatever.
Happened.
It, believe it or not, laundry's going to get aired.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know, here's brief backstory. Mm-hmm. Sony Pictures on November 24th was hit. Their computer servers were hit by a group known as the Guardians of the Peace. Now, that GOP, not the other one,
right? The Grand Old Party,
but. Yeah, and some obviously started to jump to conclusions. This was a North Korean thing in retaliation to the movie that Sony is about to release, The Interview, in which James Franco and Seth Rogen are hired by the CIA to go and assassinate Kim Jong-un.
Is this such a big deal that we need to hack a major production company?
Apparently, but it's not them. They have put up full denial plausibility, although they did say it was justified. So.
I mean, for God's sakes, people were not even in an uproar when
Captain America punched Hitler,
or when Strawberry Shortcake had her own movie. I mean, for God's sakes, people are in an uproar for the wrong reasons.
But Strawberry Shortcake's like a national icon. But we're not here to debate that.
So is anyway. Kim Jong-un, just in another country.
But as you know, as many people would know, the film rights to one web-crawling, friendly neighborhood, amazing Spider-Man is with Sony Pictures. And oh my goodness, these hacks have released several detailed plans of what showed. And if you thought, if you honestly thought, like myself, that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was a complete train wreck of a convoluted mess of a movie, my God, it was going to get worse. But there was a bright spot. I'll get to that bright spot. They were looking at Phil Lord and Chris Miller from the Lego Movie and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and 21 and 22 Jump Street as possibly doing an animated Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
That would have been awesome.
That's fine. I mean, a good animated superhero movie is due once in a while.
Yeah,
I mean, these live action movies are just they're pumping them out like damn automobiles now.
Well, they're a genre into himself now.
But still, when was the last time we had a really good full length? I'm not talking about something that's direct to DVD or that airs on Cartoon Network. When was the last time we had a full length featured film that was an animated superhero movie?
Well, recently we just had Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Oh, but before that, I would have to probably say The Incredibles,
which is 5 years. 6 years?
10 years.
Look at that. 10 years.
And
every year, how many live action superhero movies do you think we get every year now?
About four or five. Yeah, no, that's an estimate.
We like cartoons.
I like her. I just rewatched all of Young Justice because I just won a free Blu-ray of the second season. And season one was on Blu-ray, so hey, why the hell not?
Why not?
Yeah, but today, there were more leaks coming out about yet another soft reboot of things for the Spider-Man film franchise. One of them being proposed is that they just leap forward, do an older Spider-Man, possibly Ryan Gosling, and adapting the Spider-Man story, Kraven's Last Hunt, which I will say is, personally to me, the best Spider-Man story ever.
Okay.
But, of course, there was also talk of female Spider-Woman movies. There was talks, and of course these leaks came out, that there were possibilities that they were going to lend Spider-Man to Marvel Studios. A possible cameo in the upcoming Civil War movie. And given Spider-Man's prominent role in the Civil War book, I'm not sure how his role would fit into the movie personally, given that that movie's already written. They're getting ready for pre-production right now to get the movie ready for a 2016 release.
People should not be upset over things getting leaked, because guess what? We live in an age now where everything gets leaked. Every day something gets leaked, whether it's government, a movie screening, a script, storylines, naked pictures.
Yeah, but
the secret recipe for the Big Mac sauce.
Is anyone really waiting for that to leak?
It already leaked.
Okay, well then, never mind. But, for me, I still like a good surprise.
I get it, but, people need to be a little bit more, what's the word I want to use? People have to be a little bit more, they should be a little bit more cautious in what they do.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. Everyone needs to be cautious. By the way, I know I've expressed on here I'm a huge James Bond fan. Don't send me anything about the Spectre script. I'm not reading that shit. Don't send me it.
What, you don't know about Batista being in that movie?
No, I already knew that. I don't need to know anything about the movie. I just want to go and see it.
You don't want to know what his role is in that movie? Does?
I don't want to know. I do not want to know jack shit.
What?
I do not want to know jack shit. But
that's how I am. I don't like when things are leaked on the internet. I don't like to be spoiled and things like that. And it's different than being spoiled. Okay, you go see a movie, Jordan.
Yeah.
And then you come and you tell me what the outcome of the movie is before I get a chance. That's different than seeing something that's not even released to the
general public. That's just me being an asshole.
Yeah. And I personally don't like stuff that's leaked to the general public before the general public has a chance to actually look at it, comment on it, and things like that. But, hey.
Yeah. But the news also, but the leak also today showed that the X-Men Fantastic Four team up at Fox, at 20th Century Fox, it still could be a thing.
Okay.
Possibly. And you know what the oddest thing to come out of this is?
What?
These Sony leaks might have revealed who the Aquaman director is.
Well, isn't that important?
Well, yeah, but the last thing you would assume that news to come out with is a bunch of Marvel news. And said director is Jeff Nichols. By the way, Arkansas Cinema. Woohoo! Yeah, he's a writer and director from Little Rock, Arkansas, who's written and directed the film Shotgun Stories, Take uh-huh. Shelter, and Mud, which recently starred Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Yeah, and the leaks aren't over, apparently. The Guardians of the Peace are preparing a Christmas gift, which is going to consist of larger quantities of data.
Listen, if anybody from the Guardians of Peace are listening, okay?
By the way, we appreciate you listening.
Not really, but if you must, if you must leak something useful, like Bill Gates' PIN number. I mean, geez, forget about. To be honest with you, yeah, I'm doing this comic book show today, but I could give a damn what's happening in a movie that probably won't be out in theaters for another 3 years. You know, give me something that's going to help me. You know, like tomorrow, 6:15, while I'm at the gym. You know, something like that. That's what I think.
But, yeah, I mean, some people are speculating that this is going to cause the Spider-Man film rights to go right back to Marvel. I'm not sure how that's going to happen since Sony desperately needs something for their film division to stay afloat. There could be, like, an arrangement.
When was the last major movie studio to go under?
I'm trying to think about that.
MGM?
Well, they bounced back. They've already bounced back.
They bounced back, but somebody else runs them.
Well, isn't that true? But
yeah.
Look, all I cared about MGM was like, am I going to get another James Bond movie?
I mean, we don't see that damn unicorn anymore for TriStone or TriStar.
Well, that was long ago.
Still, I mean, I miss seeing the unicorn, you know, galloping there at the start of a movie.
Fair enough. Well. Speaking of Fox and Marvel, I'm going to go on a bit of a tiny little rant here. Because I read the comic Axis number 7.
Right.
Now, real quick, Axis is the ongoing event in Marvel where Red Skull sent out hate waves while trying to destroy the world of mutants. Basically, all the heroes are becoming villains and villains becoming heroes. Mm-hmm. Now, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they're mutants. They are the children of Magneto. They're going to appear in the upcoming Avengers Age of Ultron, but Marvel doesn't have the film rights.
Okay.
For X-Men. That's with 20th Century Fox. They have the rights on mutants. So speculation is that with the Inhumans movie coming up and recent discovery of Inhumans, obviously on the recent Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. mid-season finale, that those two are going to be Inhumans. And, of course, there was speculation, oh, this is going to affect the comics. And, you know, I was a firm believer. I don't need the movies to affect the comics, because I think they should be separate. If they want to take some elements, that's fine. Just don't try and drastically change things.
But don't you think that they should... okay, you said take
appeal
elements.
Appeal to new readers.
But do you think that they should make... I mean, I know that most comic book movies tend to, at least in some instances, tend to mirror stories that have happened in the comic book.
Definitely.
But do you think that they should at least pick a specific story and stick to that? Or should a comic book movie, regardless of what it is, should they make their own separate story from any of the comic books?
Okay, well, see, that depends. That's up to the filmmakers if they want to go that route. Because I can give you two examples of two movies recently that used from storylines. Iron Man 3,
okay.
Heavily based off the Extremis storyline from Iron Man, written by Warren Ellis.
Okay.
Many heavy plot threads in there. And Captain America the Winter Soldier, which took elements from the Ed Brubaker run of Captain America, and more so the Winter Soldier storyline itself.
Now, did you like those?
Oh, I loved those movies.
Yeah. Okay. Now, two examples where they made their own stories.
Guardians of the Galaxy. There were changes made from the comics.
Okay.
That I thought worked for the movie, even though there were slight comic elements in there, like the Annihilation storyline. Mm-hmm. But again, those were just like merely a footnote to help get the film launched. There were changes to character origins and such, and characteristics of characters that I thought worked in the case of that movie.
Okay, now which is better, though? Would you rather borrow a storyline from a comic book, or would you rather the producers make their own story?
Why not both?
But I'm just saying, if you had to choose, though.
Well, I would... Okay, I think I would want a little mix. I would want them to look at elements from the comics they think could truly work in their own story while still trying to make their own thing. That's why The Flash on the CW right now is the best of all the comic book shows. They are fully going from the comics, but yet they are making their own nice little story here. Mm-hmm. Like, the main inspiration is Flash Rebirth by Geoff Johns and even Van Stryver.
Okay.
It is getting a lot of the characteristics of the characters and the world right, but they're crafting their own little story out of it.
Okay.
And I really like that. I really love that. I love that I could definitely identify, yes, this is exactly how I would read a Flash comic book, but this is also a very entertaining TV show in its own right.
Okay. I've never seen The Flash, so...
Oh, so good.
I'll take your word for it. But, okay, so there you go. You gave me an example of where you're really enjoying something that is not borrowing from the comic book.
Or it is borrowing, but it's making its own thing out of it. So... Fuck Axis number 7! Oh, my God! Oh, fuck. Okay, so Scarlet Witch is pissed off trying to destroy Dr. Doom's island of Latveria, where Magneto and Quicksilver are trying to stop her, and she decides to put a curse on her bloodline. And yet, only Quicksilver is affected. Meaning, oh hey, you know, 50 plus years of continuity and story to make, you know, that solely added up to Magneto being their father and them being mutants? Hey, fuck that, because we're in a petty squabble of 20th Century Fox right now. Ugh, fuck this so hard.
That's giving you a migraine, isn't it?
It's not making me happy. And then there's, of course, the upcoming storyline in January called No More Mutants, which prominently features Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver on the poster. And I do not need the arguments between movie studios affecting my goddamn comic books.
I just want to comment on something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But Surfer just signed on to Skype and finds it necessary that at 5:23 to send me a promo card for something that he wants promoted later on. You had all day. Why didn't you send it earlier? He always does this. Jesus. Anyways, back to what you were saying.
Yes. Fuck this issue. My God. Yes, let's just shit all over the things we've built up because we're not liking what's going on with Fox. Meh. God, you gotta realize how petty this is, right? You just shouldn't. And by the way, the writer of the book, I'm not sure if this is a decision done by the higher-ups at Marvel themselves, Marvel Editorial, or this is the decision of the writer of the book, Rick Remender himself. And Rick Remender is a writer whose work I usually enjoy. He's doing all new Captain America right now, which I'm loving. And he's got three creator-owned independent comic book titles at Image right now, all of them a great read.
See, he's arguing with me that I send him stuff during the show. I send you stuff that you forgot to mention. Completely different, Surfer. Anyways.
But yeah, I hate this decision by Marvel, whoever decision this was, to do this. This is complete bullshit. I do not like the implications of this. This is... Hey, yeah, let's just do a goddamn retcon, because fuck, those work. Hey, DC throws out a retcon almost, you know, willy-nilly. It's like, you get a retcon, here you get a retcon. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Let's go to the phones right now and say hello to 267. You're on the air.
Hi, first time caller. My name is Deez.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Deez.
You couldn't stay away? You couldn't stay away 3 seconds.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. We're not taking calls. Anyways.
I'm going to bring up some good Marvel news so I could, like, say something positive. The writer of Ms. Marvel right now, G. Willow Wilson, has signed an exclusive deal with Marvel.
Okay.
She is going to be a Marvel contracted writer.
And what does this mean for Marvel?
Means something good, because the current Ms. Marvel with Kamala Khan, a Muslim American teenage girl superhero, is doing great for them. And I'll be honest, and I'll give away a bit of my top 10 list. I'm going to talk extensively about Ms. Marvel next week. It is a fantastic book. It is harkening back to some of the old Spider-Man stuff from the Ditko and Stan Lee days.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. That sounds...
In the ways of, like, of what it's like to be a teenager and such, of how... And just finding this great, compelling character. It's so fascinating. Mm-hmm. And, again, listen next week. I'm going to tell you why it's one of the best books I've read all year.
Okay. Well, we're going to look forward to that. So what else is what else have you been reading? I mean, to bring us up to speed, Jordan. I mean, what's
okay? So there were
what's
a couple,
on your coffee table this week?
Yeah, there were a couple debuts this week. One is Marvel. This will probably be the last Marvel thing because I like to balance it out: Marvel, indie, DC. So, I read Spider-Man and the X-Men #1. Now, Wolverine's dead. I should just get that right out of the way. Wolverine is dead right now.
Uh-oh, spoiler.
Yeah, who knew that storyline called the death of Wolverine would result in his death? Oh, shit.
Is that upsetting to you?
Not really.
Oh, so it's not...
The only upsetting thing is I lose Wolverine in the X-Men, which was one of my favorite books, but... Now we get Spider-Man and the X-Men, into which Spider-Man takes a teaching position as a guidance counselor at the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning for Mutants.
Okay, guidance counselor.
Yes, and the book is written, I'm going to try and find the name of the writer because I'm not good at remembering it off the top of my head. It is written by the head writer of The Daily Show.
Okay, the head writer of The Daily Show.
Yes.
Isn't it some British guy? No. It's the guy who's taking over for... Who's this guy that's taking over for Stephen Colbert?
Larry Wilmore?
It's
not him. It's Ethan... hold on. Okay, here we go. Google, you saved me again. Oh, Franco. It's Elliot Kalan. The art is by Marco Faglia.
Okay.
Now, basically, Wolverine has left Spider-Man with a position at the Jean Grey School to be like, hey, Spidey, you're the only person I trust on this. I think there's a mole inside my school. I want you to go undercover, try and find out who it is. All right, bye. I'm gonna go take a drink.
Okay, I don't know. There's so much going on. Now we're mixing of the characters, and I mean, there's always been a mixing of the characters. I mean, it's kind of like mixing of the birds at Thanksgiving, but still, it's. I don't know. I mean, should we constantly be integrating so much, or should we just leave things be and just let the superheroes be on their own? And just
I'm always up for a new idea. That, I mean, then again, that's just me being a creative person. I was like, hey, okay, I'll check this out.
But don't you think that, okay, we talked about the new Spider-Man movie, the script that leaked and things
no,
like that.
That James Bond had the script leak.
Or whatever. You brought Spider-Man up. And so, okay, let's just keep Spider-Man, you know, this man, you know, we shouldn't have... I mean, okay, Batman and Superman are going to come together in a movie for the first time, which, you know, will be interesting. But after that, they shouldn't revisit the idea.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll say, as for the book itself, it's pretty good. It's not the best debut. It's got some pretty nice humorous moments to it.
Uh-huh.
Like how the X-Men aren't liking the idea of someone other than them coming in for this type of position.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Spider-Man interacts with his class is really interesting. And also, Spider-Man still wears the costume, but just wears a jacket blazer. That's funny to me. I don't know what it is, but that cracked me the hell up.
With the elbow patches?
Yeah, elbow patches and all.
Oh, well. I tell you.
I can't tell you what it is, but that just cracked me the hell up.
Well, it's just like when, you know, Spider-Man in that episode of Family Guy, when he had a premature web-slinging incident, and he was there, he had the mask on, but he was wearing a wife beater and boxers.
Yep. That's totally what Peter Parker wears. Yeah. But, you know, it's a fun little idea. It actually, it feels like a standalone issue, but towards the end of it, it actually sets up a story that will continue into the next issue. So, if you want to pick it up, I give it a half recommendation. I mean, maybe borrow it from a friend, see how you like it, and then decide if you want to go and spend your free $3.99 on it.
Okay, all right. Here's a great probing question for you, Jordan. Not to throw you off topic, but it's comic book related. Okay,
go ahead.
These superheroes, you know, that have these costumes and things like that.
See,
you know, the Batmans and the Supermans of the world and other superheroes dress like this as well.
Yeah.
Why is it that they wear a bodysuit and yet they wear underwear on the outside?
I have never really thought about that too much.
I mean,
I think really
it makes no sense. I mean, does that mean there's no underwear on the inside? I mean,
I think there is.
You got to think about these things. I mean, what is there? Is there a trap door under the outside underwear? I mean,
maybe. Think about it. You really want to see people to know, like, there's a black backflap on your costume for you, so you could go take a shit.
If I was a superhero, I would think about those things. I got to think about convenience first, because listen, I could be in the middle of a battle. All right. I could be in the middle of a battle, and you never know what could happen. And okay. I need to get out of that costume in a cinch. A trap door is the best thing. Because otherwise, it's like when you go to the. It's like for women who go to the beach and then they got to go to the bathroom. They got to take the whole thing off if they're wearing a one piece, just to squat over the John. Think about it, Jordan. The same thing would happen even if you just got to do a number one.
You have an imagination. I will give you that.
Okay. I mean, I've always wondered, but then what's the purpose of the underwear on the outside? Is it because they want to have a different color to...
I don't know.
You know, Superman wears...
I've never thought about that.
Because Superman wears blue, and then the underwear is red, and, you know, and... Or is it the... No, it's blue and then red. And it's just like, is he wearing it because they want attention to be drawn to the red area on his suit? Or is it that, you know, this is how they do it in the superhero world? They wear their clothes inside out?
I don't know.
You know, one of those... I think about these things, you know?
I've had discussions about this, but it was usually when I was a bit inebriated at about 3 a.m. outside of Taco Bell.
When I'm in deep thought, I think about these things. I mean, when Superman or Batman or whoever get home, you know, what do they take off their cape and hang it on the on the coat rack next to the door? Do they sit down on the couch before they get comfortable and have a beer? I mean, come on. You got to think about these things. What do they do outside of the world of superhero-dom?
When the day is done. Peter Parker is a photographer. Bruce Wayne's a billionaire.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the superhero day is done.
Oh, they lost their costume.
And they go home. And they go home and they're like, oh, what a day. What do they do? Do they take their shoes off?
Actually, you know what? If you want an interesting book about that, I would say pick up Superman Wonder Woman. That's a really good book.
Okay, well, I'll have to pick it up then.
Yes.
These are things everybody should be asking about. You know why? It would make the comic book world a lot better.
Speaking of books, I have an independent book from Image this week. Bitch Planet number one.
Okay.
And by the way, yes, this wins an award for me for best comic book title. Bitch Planet.
Surfer says he knows the answer to my question. But we're not letting Surfer on the air today.
But back to Bitch Planet. It is by the current writer at Captain Marvel, Kelly Sue DeConnick, with art by Valentin DeLorando.
Okay.
This is a book that plays off the exploitation film genre. Even women in prison films, blaxploitation, sexploitation. Mm-hmm. The art, especially on the cover, plays with this like very pop art influences. Like it's colorful. It's got lots of negative space. There's some geometrically patterned backgrounds. That juxtaposes the violence in this book. And this book is violent. It's a pretty violent book. It's also got lots of nudity in it. So I'm not going to say... So this really isn't a book if you want to get kids to start reading comics. Don't give it to them. Although, hey, whatever. But yeah, but seriously, don't give... Do not give your kid Bitch Planet. This book is fun. As grim as I'm describing it, it actually is pretty fun to read. It's...
Did it give you one of those?
Maybe. I'm not going to...
The fact that you said maybe, I think, answers the question.
It maybe did or maybe didn't.
Okay, well... Okay.
But there is a... I'm definitely getting, like... Okay, you know, one of the reviews I've read for this book on Comic Book Resources described this book as... Jinji Cohen, uh-huh. Andy Warhol, George Miller, and Barbarella had a baby, and I'm like, that's actually a pretty good description. There's also a bit I feel like Kelly Sue DeConnick is feeling a bit Tarantino-ish with the way she's writing the book, but I don't want to reveal too much, because it's a really fun book. It's by Image Comics, which to me, Image is the best comic book company out there right now.
Okay. So I'm reading this story that's online, and I don't want to hear your opinion because, you know, my opinion really, you know, doesn't mean a squat today. But still, I'm seeing on the headlines here of one of these websites that there's going to be a prequel comic book series to Arkham Knight.
Oh yeah,
what's your thoughts about that?
That's not terribly too surprising considering they had one for Arkham City back when that came out in 2011. They kind of want to give some backstory or maybe fill in some gaps between Arkham City and Arkham Knight. And again, provide a little backstory towards the release of the game.
All right, Jordan. Here's a probing question.
Okay.
Do you think Batman and Robin are gay for each other?
I do not.
You do not. Why do you say that?
Because I've read the books. I honestly do not think they are gay for each other. Sure, some people can interpret that way. That's fine. I do not interpret it that way.
I've been watching a lot of this TV show lately on IFC.
Oh, that's...
I know it's different. It's the TV show, but still.
See, I like the Adam West TV show. I actually do. I like it for what it is. Uh-huh. It's not my Batman. That's going to be... What Scott Snyder's doing right now, and the current, and you know, the animated series. That's my Batman. But
I mean, at least Robin is gay because, look, Batman is trying to hook up with Batgirl.
Oh, Dick Grayson is, like, the biggest man whore in the DC universe.
Well, here's the thing. On that TV show, though, why the hell is Bruce Wayne dating Barbara Gordon when she's Dick Grayson's age?
Because Adam West knew how to get the tail.
I mean, my goodness.
And Adam West knew how to get tail.
Surfer says it's a father-son relationship. I don't know. I don't know.
No, Surfer is right about that. It is a father-son relationship.
He was his ward.
That's not an uncommon thing.
I don't know. I don't know too many situations where...
I will not let you pervert Batman.
I'm not perverting Batman. I'm just questioning what they released.
Okay, well, that's
the
mindset of the 60s. Like, that's a generational thing. That was not, they didn't see anything wrong with that. That was how they were thinking.
Just a couple days ago, we were talking about the bat poles and how Batman's was bigger than Robin's.
Well, yeah, because he's Batman.
Have you ever questioned what happens if they go down the wrong pole?
No, I did as a kid. I just thought, oh, Batman wouldn't be wearing Robin's costume. What?
We always thought that somebody's going to grease those poles one day and they're going to lose their grip and fall down the shaft. I'm not going to get started on this again. Anyways, back to what you were saying. So you're not too surprised about this Arkham Knight prequel that's coming?
No. Again, they did the same thing with they made comics for Arkham Asylum. The game, I should preface, not the book that came out back in 89 by Grant Morrison, but for the Arkham Asylum game and Arkham Knight, they did comics set before and afterwards, so yeah, I'm honestly not terribly too surprised by this news.
Okay. You know, we got a top 10 here of the greatest Marvel stories of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want to see how many of these you know, and whether or not you believe that they...
I've also made a list, so I can look over this.
Well, I'll read them to you, and you tell me... I'll read them over, and you just tell me
okay,
what you
go
think.
Ahead, go ahead.
Number 10, from X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Agree.
You think it's up there as one of the top 10?
Oh, it's definitely up there.
Well, they say it's number 10. So coming in at number 9 is Annihilation.
Ooh, I do like me some Annihilation.
Okay. All right. What about coming in at number 8, The Coming of Galacticus from Fantastic Four?
Galactus. By the way, is the correct pronunciation?
What?
As a
Galactus, whatever.
Get it right, yeah, come on.
Excuse me.
I like The Coming of Galactus. That's some classic Fantastic Four. I love me some original, Kirby Lee Fantastic Four. And which is part of my vision of the Fantastic Four, not what the fuck Fox is doing.
All right.
What's next?
Number 7. It's from Daredevil, Born Again.
Oh, hell yes, for two reasons. One, this is one of the best stories that truly helped to show me what a great character Daredevil is, why he's so amazing. And also, it's Frank Miller before he started to suck a lot.
Okay. This one says, there was a time when Frank Miller and Dave Mazzucchelli, I guess that's how it's pronounced, could basically do no wrong during this period. And this is when this comic came out. So,
yes, that was true, because they also did Batman Year One.
Oh, okay. Coming in at number 6, Secret Wars.
Oh, the original. Yeah, I really like that.
Okay. All right. Number 5, from X-Men. The Age of Apocalypse.
Read it. Didn't care for it.
You didn't care for it, so it shouldn't belong in the top 10.
That was 90s X-Men.
Because this is they have it as number 5 on this list.
That is too high to me. That is way too high. I see why plenty of people like it. Just me personally, didn't care for it.
Okay. Well, coming in at number 4 is Civil War.
Fuck that book. Does not belong in a top 10.
Oh, well,
it belongs in a bottom 10.
That's a low list.
I hate the Civil War book. I already gone over why I hate this on on a previous What Are You Reading? But in effect, I can just I can give a short summation. It fucked over the Marvel Universe and also caused one more day where Spider-Man sold his marriage to the devil so Aunt May could keep living.
Okay.
By the way, Civil War was a poorly executed mess. Like, I saw what they were going for with Civil War. I did not care for the execution, and the one constant thing in Civil War was they got the characterization of Captain America right, mm-hmm. and the only other good thing was that it led to was the death of Captain America, and not in a bad way, because it led to Bucky Barnes being Captain America, which was awesome in of itself.
Okay. Well, coming in at number three, and this is where I think you probably will, I don't know, I'm going to assume that you're going to be very critical of the top three here.
Well, let's see.
Coming from The Amazing Spider-Man, the night Gwen Stacy died.
Oh, I love that story. That's actually, I already said that Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a train wreck of a movie. The death of Gwen Stacy is one of the few things they did right in that movie.
Top three?
Oh, yeah, definitely top three. I highly agree. It is a goddamn great story. And just one of the best Spider-Man stories that's ever been told.
Okay. Well, coming in at number two, X-Men with another showing on this list. The Dark Phoenix saga.
Definitely agree with that. That's probably the best X-Men story, period.
All right. And coming in at number one, what do you think is coming in at number one?
A lot of my guesses were already out of the way. Right. So, I'm going to...
If you had to pick number one, what would it be? Let's just put it that way.
Okay, my personal favorite Marvel story to be number one. I think it would be the Dark Phoenix saga.
Okay, well...
That's just me personally.
Okay, what do you think they're listing as the number one here?
Fuck, Infinity Gauntlet?
Infinity Gauntlet.
Whoa, shit! Oh, look at the big brain on me. Yeah, that was Jim Starlin, Joris Perez, and Ron Lim.
Yep. So what do you think? You think it's worthy of being number one? Well, in your eyes, you have...
There's plenty of good books, except Civil War. Surfer's going to kill me for that, but I don't give a shit. I would put Infinity Gauntlet somewhere about the top five.
Okay. Surfer's complaining that he did this list already. It was done. The list, according to this website, was posted on the 12th. So there you go. I crap on your list, Surfer.
I fart in your general direction.
So let me see what else we got here. And then, of course, they've got posters, poster variants and things like that.
Oh, yeah, movie poster variants. DC Comics, movie poster variant covers. Coming in March.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like a good portion of these. In fact, I got the one I love most, I think, is the Green Lantern one, which is... It's based off of 2001, A Space Odyssey, and that's my current. And I'm using that as my current profile picture on Skype. I also really like the Justice League Dark one with Beetlejuice, the Catwoman Bullet, Aquaman Free Willy, Batgirl Purple Rain, The Flash South by North by Northwest, and the Catwoman Bullet. Oh, and Supergirl, Wizard of Oz.
All right. So, what else is on your mind there, Jordan? What else do you got on your docket?
Well, one, I'm going to get some TV.
Go ahead, get into TV.
I'm going to get some TV. But first, I'm going to let you all know, Comixology, two big things for them. One, you can now do instant checkout on Comixology. You can just instantly just go and buy a book right away. No questions asked.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially, and it's good for them after that clusterfuck of what happened after they got bought out by Amazon. But also, Comixology, it's the 12 days of free comics.
I saw that. I've been seeing that all over the internet.
Yeah, Comixology. having begun on
Friday, right?
13, on December 11th until the 22nd, are going to give you a free comic each day. Now, so far, they've given out issue number one of The Wake, Captain Marvel, and Flash Gordon today before midnight Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. You can go and get Copperhead, number one, from Image Comics. And let me tell you, go pick that up. Copperhead, it's a really good book. It's a sci-fi western, if that tickles your fancy.
Well, we love things that tickle our fancy.
Yes, I love things that can... Oh, hey, nobody in the chat room. Gotham sucks. Okay? I hate that show. And if it wasn't for the fact that me and Surfer have agreed to review the entire first season, I wouldn't be watching it right now, because Gotham sucks.
I don't know, a lot of people, I hear a lot, I personally have not seen the show, but I hear that a lot of people do enjoy it.
Why?
I don't know, it's one of those things that just people enjoy.
Look, I'm all for like what you like. If I disagree with you, I'm just going to disagree with you. I'm not going to try to change your mind, because obviously you get some enjoyment out of it that I don't. Right. But fuck Gotham.
See, I don't follow too much of these shows. You know, I haven't been following a lot of scripted television these days. But I will tell you this. While I'm not following it intently, I have been watching Once Upon a Time.
Owl and Surfer loves you, because I'm behind on Once Upon a Time.
I am current as we speak.
Well, la-dee.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Doodah for you.
But I am current. And I do know that the winter season finale is tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. So, but yeah, I do watch Once Upon a Time.
And apparently I now suck, according to Nobody. Hey, whatever, man. Whatever. We disagree. We just disagree. That's fine. But, okay. Speaking of winter finales, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Arrow, and Constantine just had theirs. I'm going to go into some spoilers on these. I'll try my best to, actually, you know what? I'm going to go into spoilers. Shit happened. So, spoiler warning as of right now. We'll give you all 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, that was plenty of ample time. It's your fault now. So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Skye is now revealed to be Daisy Johnson, a.k.a. Quake, who has the ability of generating earthquakes. And it appears to be inhuman. Her dad is definitely indeed revealed to be Mr. Hyde. They do. Whitehall is killed by Coulson. They find the city underneath Costa Rica, where they're going to the Inhumans. Triplets kill. You know what? There is a terror gang. So the ending of the episode, Reyna, Skye, they're under the city. Shit's gone down all around. And they place the obelisk in the center of this ceremonial room, which is clearly a terror gang crystal that creates the terror gang mist, which changes your DNA, restructures it into becoming an inhuman. And thus we see them enwrapped in these cocoons. And Skye breaks out of it. Skye erupts out of her own cocoon. But Trip is killed, and Reyna, as far as Reyna's fate, it's unknown. I thought the finale was great. Had lots of great character development. Wrapped up a whole mess of storylines, but raised a few more questions.
Okay.
And the only thing that sucks is that it will not be back until March.
Well, could be worse, right?
Well, hey, Marvel is giving us Agent Carter in the middle of that, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. The Flash. The man in the yellow suit. We finally get our look at Reverse Flash. Oh my god, so good. It is very, very good.
It made you quiver?
It did make me quiver in all sorts of nice, funny-feeling ways.
Well, that's great.
I get such an excitement thrill from The Flash, even when its episodes are kind of weak. I still get such a thrill from it. Especially Barry fighting Reverse Flash, his scenes with Iris and his dad, I really liked. And of course, we do see, apparently, it does appear that Harrison Wells is the Reverse Flash, having revealed the suit in his own private little room, and having the same, and having the stolen Tachyon technology that was used as bait for the Reverse Flash. So some people are still speculating it's probably not even him, although with damning evidence like that, I'm not sure. I don't care to speculate too much or theorize, because one, I fear it might just hinder my enjoyment if it doesn't go my way.
Right.
And two, I kind of just like sitting back and going for a ride. So that's just my preference. If you like speculating, and so it's, hey, that's cool. Again, I just don't like the. I'm not anti-thinking. I was like, it's fun to think of these things. But for me personally, this is more like, I kind of want to see just where the story goes all on its own. I want to. I just want to have some fun. I want to be surprised. And man, I'm totally along for the entire ride with The Flash. Okay. Arrow, shit, man. They stabbed the fuck out of Oliver Queen.
They did.
Maybe. Now, we do find out the identity of Sarah Lance's killer. It's Fia Queen, Oliver's sister, who was influenced under the control of a drug by biological daddy, Malcolm Merlyn.
Okay.
Which was a great little twist to me. And so, to save her and everyone else in Starling City, he goes by the way, this was all set up by Malcolm Merlyn, so Oliver could go and settle Malcolm's blood debt to the League. So Malcolm Merlyn is grade A dickhole dad of the year. Oliver and Ra's al Ghul do fight. Ra's al Ghul, I'm always... Oliver gets stabbed right in the chest.
Brutal.
And, like, kicked right off the side of the mountain they're fighting on.
Yeah, that's not a good way to go.
No, it's not. I honestly did not see this coming.
Is it because you had your eyes closed?
No. No. It's because I didn't know where the hell this was going to go. I did not see this moment coming at all.
Okay.
And
it could catch, you know, things like that can catch somebody off guard, you know. Listen, I've been caught off guard many times during finales. It wasn't that long ago that I was caught off guard when Michelle lost her her memory when she fell off that horse on Full House.
That is totally what I was talking about, yes.
But go ahead, continue. By the way, I was watching, speaking of finales, before we went on the air today, yeah. I was watching the series finale of Family Matters. And
odd.
Very odd, but I was, you know, there was nothing on TV, and I was watching, like, yeah, could that show have ended any other, like, I mean, that show ended in such an odd way. Did you see the finale? Granted, it was 100 years ago, but do you remember what the finale of Family Matters was?
No, I don't.
So, Urkel is marrying Laura, but before he gets to marry Laura, he has to go into space, and he gets stuck in space, and they have to find a way to bring him back. I'm thinking, this show was on for 10 years. How the hell did it end like this?
Because Urkel. Okay, by the way. People, look up. Go, if you're not watching Key and Peele, one, what the hell is wrong with you?
I watch it from time to time.
Two, go online. Go to YouTube. Type in Key and Peele Family Matters. There is this amazing skit where they talk about Family Guy and do bring up the fact like it was a good blue collar like family show,
right?
But then fucking Urkel came on and just yeah.
I don't have a problem with Urkel. I have a problem with the ending of that show.
I have a problem with Urkel. I don't give a shit about Urkel anyway.
But anyways, okay, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, but Arrow. They have not introduced the Lazarus Pits, which is a conceit with Furisoko, which is why he's been able to live for so long. And he even brought up the fact, like, you know, he's been around for about 67 years, even though he looks a few years under 67. So, that's going to be interesting to see, because in the trailer for the show's return on January 21st, there, it shows Oliver laying on the side of a mountain and someone's foot approaching.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, as for Constantine, which last Friday just had its finale, best episode of the show so far. That does not include Papa Midnight. Now, at the Constantine series as a whole right now, it's wonderful. It's good. The Saint. It's called episode was Saint of Last Resort. And I think it really worked for me personally. It tied back to something that happened in the Hellblazer books with Sister Anna Marie, okay. Anne Marie, and a demon, and the event they're using to help kickstart the TV show. That also happened in the comics, the Newcastle storyline. And I like the ending of it. I like the ending of it. I think it was very good and a good way to keep the viewers on edge, on the edge of their seats until the show returns in January.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
A TV show that had a great finale with a bad ending scene. Like the final scene was terrible. Like it took away from the rest of the finale.
A good finale, bad ending. Huh. Well, part of me wants to say Sopranos, because I
that's the one that popped in my head. Because, well, I would
Oh, you know what? How I Met Your Mother!
I didn't watch that show, but you can expound to the audience.
How I Met Your Mother's ending not only kind of shit on itself, but shit on the entire last two seasons of that show, of everything else building up.
Another one that I don't remember the ending being anything special, or the finale being anything special, but the ending certainly was out there. Roseanne.
Oh, God, fuck Roseanne's final season. I love Roseanne, but fuck that final season.
Okay, alright.
I did not like that.
What other TV shows are on your mind?
Well, those are comic book TV shows. Well,
those are the comic book TV shows.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Powers hasn't debuted on the PSN yet.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right.
But, and speaking of TV news, I do have TV news. Mark Hamill is returning to The Flash as the Trickster.
Oh, look at that.
He originated a role back in the 1990s Flash TV show when John Wesley Shipp was Barry Allen, but he'll be appearing on the season's 17th episode as the same character, but an older version. And he's going to be looked upon by Barry and Detective Joe West to help foil a trickster copycat.
All right. Okay, that makes some sense. What about this? Another off-tangent question here.
Let's go.
TV shows. Action TV shows. Live-action TV shows, okay?
Okay, yeah.
That would have made for a decent comic book.
Years ago, I would have said Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but that's actually a comic book now, so...
Okay.
I also would have said Firefly, but that's been made in several comics.
What about...
Okay, you know what? Anything Joss Whedon. I'll just blanket that.
What about...
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. Now, I've been watching a little bit of The Blacklist. I'm not up to snuff. I'm not up to speed, as they say in the common vernacular. But I know what's going on. So you think it would make for a good comic book?
Yeah. So they could take off more of the list and explore more of the characters. I would even say, and you know what, there would be two current shows I could list off, but they're actually getting comics by IDW, or BBC America's Orphan Black and Sleepy Hollow on Fox.
Okay. What about in terms of children's television shows? Like, what if, and this is, I'm from this generation now, so bear with me. What if shows like, let's say, Power Rangers, even though it came from Japan, exploded in America, or of those shows, those shows that are in that genre. Doesn't necessarily have to be Power Rangers, but those shows that are in that general genre where it's the team of superheroes facing evil to save the world. Do you think that those would write off as a good comic book? You're thinking. I hear the wheels moving.
What are the comics again?
Of that genre, like the Power Rangers, VR Troopers.
Oh, there are Power Rangers comics.
Oh, there are. Well, okay, excuse my French. I didn't know.
Yeah. There are Power Rangers comics. Power Rangers has... There's Power Rangers toilet paper, goddammit.
Oh, okay. Well, then what about, I know there's Ninja Turtle comics. I mean, that's where it started from.
Well, yeah. There's a current printing going on right now.
But I'm trying to think of, the last thing we need is a Zoe 101 comic book, but the thing is...
Okay, pump the brakes. Let it be said that Zoe 101 was officially referenced on a comic book show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't need a comic book like that, is what I'm trying to say, is that there's gotta be shows out there that would have translated very well into a comic book. I don't know if the shows that dominated what used to be the WB would have,
Let's go with Dawson's Creek comic book then.
No, not Dawson's Creek though, but I'm talking about what was that
but
show
I
with
I
want
to wait for lives to be over.
But what was the show with the three girls?
Charmed. That's actually a comic book.
Oh, okay. Now, what about Dark Angel that they show?
Charmed has an official in-continuity comic book continuation of the show. Dark Angel, that could maybe work.
What was the other one with... Dark Angel was the one with Jessica Alba. What was the one with David Boreanaz?
Angel, that's made into a that's been made into a comic book as well.
Was it originally a comic book or
Angel?
Migrated.
Angel's TV show.
It started as a TV show.
It spun off from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, that I know. That part I know. But okay, so we've Dark Angel would have.
It could have worked. I mean, yeah.
Okay, Herman's Head.
What the hell are you talking about?
All right, what else is on your plate?
Get the hell off my show.
Listen, I got to tell you something. For somebody that doesn't know anything about comics, I've been doing pretty damn good for an hour and 10 minutes, okay?
Oh, no, you've been doing wonderful.
All right, I've been holding my own. I didn't train...
As I said, Pastor, that is a comic book. Charmed is indeed a comic book
Charmed
right now.
Charmed is a comic book, yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing. It exists.
Do you follow any of those?
I follow the Buffy and Angel ones because I think they're just doing really good. I looked at Charmed. Didn't really hold my interest.
Were you fans of the TV show?
I liked the TV show just fine. It was okay.
They're saying Continuum and Defiance.
I've never seen those.
Okay. You talk about Doctor Who. Is that a comic?
Oh, there are several Doctor Who comic books.
All right.
There's actually some being published right now.
Okay. I don't know. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I love that. Really wouldn't work as a comic.
Yeah, a comic book about a show about a movie.
Although, I do love me some Mr. Science Theater 3000. It is an... Oh, Mr. Science Theater 3000 is so amazing.
They should bring it back once in a while. You know, once a month type thing.
There's Cinematic Titanic and there's Rift Tracks. I'm good.
There's no reason to do Smallville, they said in the chat room. Well, of course.
Well, hey, DC says, fuck you, we're doing a Smallville digital comic. And they have.
All right.
Well, oh, Warehouse 13 is a comic book. Nobody. Yes, that'll actually be pretty fun. Or a number can't... Or, Warehouse 13 got to have an ending. You know what? Alphas from Sci-Fi would be a great comic book.
What about, I know, I'm sure that they're comics, but I'm just going to list names here. Like a Battlestar Galactica.
Comic.
Any of those USA shows?
What, Burn Notice?
Burn Notice? Monk?
Monk.
La Femme Nikita?
La Femme Nikita? I do not know.
You don't know Quantum Leap? No, Quantum Leap is a comic, I think.
Quantum Leap could make... You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna type in Google. Quantum
Leap. I bet Leap. There is a Quantum Leap comic.
There are... Wait, hold on. They're Quantum Leap comic books.
Yeah. Because, I mean, just the name alone sounds like a comic book. Haven.
Maybe.
Okay, Surfer. Law and Order. No, the $6 Dollar Man I knew is a comic. That
yes.
I know. All right, Jordan, anything else you want to bring to the table before I just... I think we've done well, okay?
I'm going to talk about DC real quick.
Go ahead, talk about DC.
I'm going to talk DC again, because I already started off with Marvel, I'm going to end with DC.
Go ahead.
Get some independent in the middle. Okay, there have been 3 new Batman books recently. There's been Gotham Academy... There's been Gotham by Midnight, okay. And then there's been Arkham Manor.
Uh-huh.
Of all these 3 books, the 2 books that don't have Batman in them are the best ones. And those would be Gotham Academy and Gotham by Midnight. Gotham Academy is actually, well, more or less straight out, a young adult book in set in the Batman universe. With
Oh, wait a minute. I think I did something here.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Jordan, finish with what you're saying. I accidentally...
put me on hold.
I put you on hold. Call again, caller. I won't say who it was that called in, but call again.
Yeah, okay. But Gotham Academy is basically for more or less a young adult book set about the Batman world right now in the New 52. And it's a really damn good read.
Okay.
It's a really goddamn good read. Got fantastic art, neat writing, interesting characters, a good mythology to itself. Oh, it's so wonderful. I love it. Gotham by Midnight is a supernatural-esque book, exploring the more supernatural side of Gotham with a special police force headed up by Jim Corrigan, a.k.a. the Spectre, a.k.a. the almighty wrath of vengeance of God.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Arkham Manor is okay. Arkham Manor is a book where in the recent events of Batman Eternal, the weekly Batman comic, Arkham Asylum's been blown up. Bruce Wayne's lost all his money thanks to a villainous plot. And the Wayne Manor has been turned into Arkham Asylum.
Okay. With that, we say hello to Steve Arome.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Steve?
Oh, my God. It's Surfer's show, and it's me and Steve Arome, and not him. Oh, my God.
So how did you like this comic book show, Sans Surfer?
It was weird. I thought I was on another Earth. I thought I was in Earth 50-something.
Another universe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's up, guys?
Oh, we're just here talking about everything. We're talking about DC, we're talking about Marvel, we're talking about TV shows, we're talking about the top 10 Marvel stories of all time, we're even talking about why superheroes wear underwear on the outside.
Okay, you're talking about that.
Well, do you have any thoughts about that, Steve? Why do superheroes wear underwear on the outside?
I have no idea, because the first time I saw that was, I found it silly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, it was always an inside joke with superheroes who had their underwear on their costumes, but I have no idea why that was.
I think it's to hide the trap door.
God damn it.
So,
I can see that.
It seriously reminds me of drunken conversations outside of Taco Bell at 3 a.m.
No, I'm not kidding.
No.
Anyways, go ahead, Jordan.
Arkham Manor's been the most about them. I mean, Gotham Academy is a different, new, fresh take within the Batman series of books that is very much welcome. It's a nice, cheery, upright spot from the new 52. Gotham by Midnight, really... it's more of the same tone-wise, but it's a really fascinating look. It's a really interesting read. Arkham Manor, the idea could be there.
Have you read just one issue of it?
Yeah, Arkham Manor, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I've read the first two issues. It's okay. I like it fine. I just find Gotham Academy and Gotham by Midnight much more interesting and fascinating reads.
Gotham by Midnight, I would like to call it the Spectre.
Yes, the Spectre, the mighty God's mighty wrath of vengeance.
What do you think of the new 52 take on the Spectre?
Yes, the Spectre has actually shown up within... within Batman Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
And for Surfer, you can stop calling in because I'm not going to pick up on your call today. Because this is why we're doing the host scramble. You're supposed to stay away from your show today. Anyways, I'm in charge today. Double A, the man who runs this network. So that means I'm running this show. And we already heard from somebody that sounds like Surfer at the start of the show. We're not going to hear from Surfer himself, period. So Surfer, the answer to superheroes wearing underwear on the outside of their suits, you can keep to yourself. Continue.
You two are so going to end up making out some point.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
Trust me, if anything, he's going to want to come to me for that.
Phrasing!
What was that?
I said phrasing!
Yeah.
Speaking of things that could make an interesting comic, Archer.
Okay.
Anyway.
Undead?
Yeah, the FX show. Yeah, the FX show.
Okay. Never mind.
What about you? Do you have any comment? Do you have any TV shows, Steve, think... Or no? Well, do you have any TV shows that you think would have translated to a good comic book?
TV show. There's a TV show called Orphan Black about clones.
That's actually going to happen. That's actually going to happen next year.
That's pretty good.
IDW is doing it.
There's one that's already on comics. I don't know if it's still ongoing. Bionic Man.
Okay.
I believe that has happened.
TV show. Fringe?
There are a couple Fringe comics.
What was that?
X-Files has already happened, too. It's being published right now.
Alphas? That was a pretty good show.
Oh, I love X-Files damn good.
And Stargate.
I do not recall any Stargate.
Stargate Universe, the last TV show they did, it got canceled, which pissed me off, and I wanted a comic book to cover what might happen in the next season. So that's pretty much it. That's all I know. There are a lot of TV shows that translate well on comic. Dynamite and IDW does a comic book based on TV shows and movies.
Okay. Also does Dark Horse.
Dark Horse too. Yeah. So
yeah,
Yeah. They even do crossover. There's Django Chain and Zorro crossover.
All right.
Yeah.
So, as we begin to close out today's program, we're going to ask the probing question, what do you do? What do you do to keep your fingers from getting the ink from the comic books on them?
One, don't eat greasy foods. Two, wash your fucking hands. Two, that was two. Three, wear gloves? I don't know. Me personally, I love the feel of a comic book page.
I understand, but what do you do to, you know, it's like, listen, that's one of the things I dread about holding a newspaper.
Well, again, just don't rub your thumb or fingers.
But you
all
don't have
over.
To. You just have to put you just have to touch it, and ink will come up.
No, just keep your hands dry. Keep them dry. Don't eat any greasy foods when you're reading a goddamn comic. Make sure, you know, again, wash your hands. Make sure they're dry. You know, dry them off good. Yeah.
So we know why Steve really called. He called to tell us why he doesn't like Surfer.
it's been a while. I haven't been on the show for like 3 months.
Yeah, we know why. You can be honest. I'm double A's here, so you can speak freely when I'm here. I don't know what that schmuck Surfer does when he's doing this show, but I'm here tonight, so you can tell the world how you truly feel about the man who hides behind a mask in Philadelphia.
I have no... Dude, he's more a mystery to me than... He's more a mystery to me than you guys.
No, he's very mysterious.
Yep.
He's very mysterious to us. I mean, for God's sakes, the man walks around with business cards that say Silver Surfer on them. They don't say his real name. It says Silver Surfer.
Does he wear spray paint?
No, but he carries a satchel. Anyways.
Man purse.
Now I'm going to get shit for that, for saying that he carries a satchel. But anyways. Oh, boy. So, I want to thank everybody. Let's real quickly pay the bills, as Surfer likes to say, because guess what? Surfer's right. We do have to pay bills on this network because this network is not free.
I still love you, Surfer, and support you. You guys are shit-talking.
I pay for every damn thing on this network out of my own pocket. Anyways, so as we pay the bills, we want to remind everybody to stick around in the chat room, because coming up in 35 minutes' time will be our coverage for WWE TLC S, Tables, Ladders, Chairs, and Stairs.
Oh my!
At 7 p.m., it'll be hosted by our very own Rex Watson. I will be sitting in the co-host chair, something I don't do that often. I think the last time I was in the co-host chair was like 3 years ago. So I will be in the co-host chair, and that's going to be very, very interesting, to say the very least. He's going to be running down the card. We're going to be talking about our predictions and all that fun stuff. Stick around in the chat room. Chat with us during the course of the pay-per-view. And then, of course, at 11 p.m., we'll have a live post-show recapping everything that went down. Match results can be found on Facebook and Twitter at RantEM Radio. And, of course, on the website, RantEMRadio.com. Don't forget, we got a big week, another big week in store here on the network, starting on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK, with the final episode of The Rant of 2014. We will be having live SmackDown commentary, as SmackDown will be airing live at 8 o'clock on Sci-Fi. We'll be bringing you live commentary as it happens on The Rant this coming Tuesday night. We will also discuss the fallout from tonight's TLC pay-per-view and wrap up 2014 here on Rant EM Radio. Then on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, episode 99 of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which will not be live, but it will be a brand new episode. Then on Thursday, 7 p.m. with the Rex Plex, 9 p.m. with Rant and Wrestling. Friday, more than likely, you'll get a new episode of the Lex Podcast. Then Friday night, live at 9 p.m., the 100th episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live right here on Rant EM Radio. Then, next Sunday, 5 p.m., right here, RantEMRadio.com, Surfer returns to the airwaves with Jordan, as Jordan will be hosting this program and bringing you his top 10 comics of 2014. Whew, big, big week here on Rant EM Radio. And then, of course, the first time we'll be bringing you a big return here on the network will be on Sunday night, January 4th for New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9 at 7 p.m. But pretty much we're wrapping up the year here in 2014. And once again, I want to say everybody that participated in this host scramble this week, you did a fabulous job. And I like to think that I did one hell of a job tonight, too. I don't know a damn thing about comic books. I haven't been keeping up with the movies. And I haven't been, I didn't prep, so to speak, even though that me and Jordan kind of went over a mild game plan. But I think I held my own for an hour and a half. Thanks for the confidence, Jordan. Anyways, so yeah.
No, Double A, you did very good. You did much better than I thought you would.
I thought I held very good. Oh, don't forget, I'm sorry about that, the Wrestling Call-In Show. Look at that, I forgot. The Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night, 11 p.m. right here on Rant EM Radio. Thank you for reminding me, Tank. Any final thoughts from the gallery here, Jordan, Steve, Rome, anything you guys want to...
I hope Gotham gets canceled.
You hope Gotham gets canceled? Why is that? Because you hate the show that much?
It's a terrible show.
Terrible. I have to agree with you, but as I went on, because the last episode was, the last couple of episodes were pretty damn good. I don't like the concept of the show, but the show is not that bad. It's pretty good. It surprised me. Maybe it's because I haven't seen the last three episodes.
I find it really bad. I find it terribly unwatchable at points.
Surfer says I did a bad job.
It's Surfer's baby. So,
well, let me tell you something. Everything on this network is my baby, okay? And I didn't shit on his performance on Tuesday night. So there you go.
It's Surfer. You should know by now how he operates. His modus operandi.
Yeah. At least I was there on Tuesday, Surfer. You showed up 30 minutes late. Anyways. All right. I want to thank everybody once again for being a part of today's broadcast. This show will be heard a little bit later on tonight in reruns and replays and things like that. It'll be available on iTunes. And, of course, a 30-minute version of this broadcast will be available on Blog Talk Radio, our old home. And, of course, the full broadcast on iTunes if you want to listen to how well I did, because I did a damn good job despite what everybody thinks. Steve, any final thoughts? Anything?
Nothing.
You don't want to bitch about anything?
The couple Arrow, Flash, and Constantine had a pretty good finale. So.
Oh yes, they did. We talked about them.
Yeah.
So good year of comic book TV shows.
You think we got a good year coming up in 2015?
In general,
comic book TV shows, movies, comic books, everything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2015.
Even movies. I think it's going to be a good year for movies and
it's
TV.
It's going to be awesome.
Even gaming. So,
Look at that. All right, everybody. We'll see you in 30 minutes. TLC pre-show at the top of the hour, hosted by Rex. I'll be in the co-host chair. Good night, everybody. For Steve, Jordan Cobb, and everybody in the chat room, I'm Double A. Later.
A web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big day. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find a Spider-Man.